Okay, let's welcome the next speaker, Tom, who's going to present us his project HTTPX. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll just start by checking the mic volume. Am I okay at the back? Yes? Cool. Okay, good. Okay, so my name's Tom Christie. I'm the author of a whole bunch of different open source projects, including an API framework called Django REST Framework, a tool for building documentation from Markdown called MKDocs. More recently, I've been spending a whole lot of time in the async.io landscape, building an async.io web server called Yivicorn, an async.io micro web framework called Starlet. And most recently of all, spending a whole bunch of time working on this, HTTPX, which has just about now gotten to the stage where it's kind of ready for everybody to start using it. So, what is HTTPX? HTTPX is an HTTP client, just like requests. So you can use it for downloading web pages or interacting with APIs or anywhere where you're issuing HTTP requests over the network. And it should look pretty familiar to anybody here who's used the request library, which I guess would be most of you. We've got to the point now in the development where we've pretty much got feature parity with requests. And that's a lot of ground to cover. So for instance, if you want to be able to seamlessly just present the user with the Unicode text of the response that's been returned, all of the things that you've got to do under the hood include things like, okay, well, the bytes that we got over the wire might be compressed because HTTP has content, a mechanism for content compression. So first of all, you've got to figure out whether they're compressed or not, and if they are, decompress it. And at that point, you've still got a whole load of bytes on the wire. So you've got to figure out, well, what's the character set that we're going to decode that text into? That might be present in one of the HTTP headers. If it's not, then you're going to have to find some way of figuring out what the character set probably is. So doing all of that sort of stuff gracefully, handling redirects gracefully. Different HTTP redirect status codes have different behaviors. They might change the method. Some of them preserve the body when you're issuing the redirect. Some of them don't. Being able to handle basic and digest authentication. There might be authentication in the URL itself because that can contain basic authentication credentials. If you get redirected away from the origin that you first made the request to, then you need to be stripping the authentication. There's a lot of ground to cover. But there wouldn't really be much point to this if what we were doing was just building a new package and trying to match requests like for like. So the big motivation for HTTPX has been to do all of that, but also introduce a bunch of new functionality. The first big piece of that is to provide both an async-capable HTTP client and a standard synchronous API, all in one same package with a coherent API between those two different cases. HTTPX includes support both for HTTP 1.1 and also HTTP 2. I'm pretty sure it's the first, Python client library to really do that. It's got the ability to make requests directly to a web framework rather than actually sending requests out over the wire, so you can plug it directly into a Flask application or something like this. We've got some nice sensible behavior about strict timeouts, which we'll come to. And the whole thing is fully type annotated all the way through. All of that together with reams of documentation and almost 100% test coverage. And there's more to come as well. So, HTTPX, as I've said, should look pretty familiar if you've used requests. We've gone to great lengths to retain API compatibility with requests wherever possible. There's a documentation page specifically for what differences are there between the two in places where we've chosen to make a change. You ought to be able to migrate over from one to the other just by going and having a quick scan through that guide and switching anything over that's apparent there, but mostly not. A couple of examples of places where we differ. We got a slightly more constrained streaming API. So with requests, it's actually quite easy to inadvertently use a streaming response and not realize that the way that you've done that has left the connection hanging open at the end of it. So a little bit more constrained there. We use different naming instead of request.session. We preferred HTTPX.client. And there's some differences at some of the lower levels of the API as well, once you start getting into stuff that's more really implementation details, methods on the client class, and so on. So fully type annotated, that's both at the layer of the public API, but also all the way through the code base. The big advantages of that, if you're building up your service and you're using a type checker like MyPy, it will be able to automatically ensure for you that you're calling into HTTPX correctly with the right types everywhere. Get type hinting in some IDEs, and all of the APIs are nice and clear and explicit. There's no going and having a look at something going, well, does that thing take a string, or does it take something that's string-like, or so on. It's also given us a really high degree of confidence in our own code base. I think HTTPX would have taken a lot longer to build if we hadn't had strict type checking all the way through, I think, and some of the bits where we've made large refactorings earlier on in the age of the project, I think would have been really, really difficult to do without that.